Thank you, Chair. At the outset, let me express our appreciation for the substantive work you have conducted over the intersessional period and the way you framed the discussion we are going to have this week. We consider this rolling text a fair reflection of our discussions, as well as a very good and concrete starting point to make progress towards the identification of provisional consensual elements. As president of the G7 this year, Italy has recognized artificial intelligence as a cross-cutting theme and a central pillar of the G7's agenda. Advances in weapons technology, especially the growing automation of weaponry, create new complex challenges. Along with opportunities and benefits, they involve risks, some even not completely foreseeable, that could imperil the security of generations. When it comes to laws, reaching a common understanding on characteristics, agreeing on certain limitations, working on effective governance, and identifying appropriate risk mitigation measures are all goals broadly shared in this group. Italy is fully committed to advancing the discussion on the development of elements of a future instrument that, according to the two-tier approach, should set clear prohibitions and regulations, while, according to our mandate, we should agree on a set of elements of an instrument without prejudging its nature, Italy believes that such an instrument should eventually be an additional protocol to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. By this instrument, the development and use of lethal autonomous weapon systems would fully comply with the principles of international humanitarian law, preserve sufficient human control, and ensure accountability. Italy provided some concrete elements for a future instrument by submitting its views for the Secretary General's report pursuant to UNGA Resolution 78/241. We consider the report issued by the Secretary General a useful compendium of the most recent positions of many states' parties on laws that can help move the debate forward. It has been 10 years since an international debate on lethal autonomous weapon systems was launched under the CCW. We are encouraged by the level of convergence reached over time. Let me add that the CCW remains the best and most appropriate forum for this debate. While we proceed in our discussions, allow me to reiterate our appreciation for the invaluable contributions by international organizations, specialized institutions, and civil society organizations. I thank you, Chair.